Welcome to Cooler Heads with your host, Jed Hafer of Mission Peace. This is a show about finding the voice of reason in contentious times, trying to have more reasonable conversation with less venom and division. Now, here's Jed Hafer.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome to Cooler Heads. My name is Jed Hafer. Thanks for listening. We're going to highlight some positive people doing some positive things this week, especially in the area of law enforcement. And I'm going to be all about that, the highlighting local people who are doing positive things. If you're one of those people going, yeah, but what about the negative people doing negative things? Then you desperately need to hear this week's Reasonable Take. This week's Reasonable Take is brought to you by the letters A and B. The letter A stands for assume. The letter B stands for better. That's right. Assume better, my friends. That's my challenge to you this week. Assume better.
Challenge accepted.
I study people who are highly effective. I've been studying success and people who are effective, especially at tough jobs, for a long time. And let me tell you something. Optimism can be a magic bullet, while pessimism can be a killer. Michael Jordan. Let's think about Michael Jordan. I read a lot of his writings and thoughts on his own success. And one of the things he said is whenever he took a shot, he would say, it's going in. He believed and he would say to himself, I'm going to make this. It's going in.
It became personal with me.
I would imagine if Michael Jordan took shots going, I'm probably not going to make this, and then coach is going to bench me, and nothing ever works out. We probably wouldn't be talking about Michael Jordan because we would have never heard of him because he would have sucked. All right, I'm a little bit passionate about this idea. I also worked with people who were really effective with troubled kids. You guys know I worked with teens who were in trouble for a long time. Guess what the most effective people were? They were super hopeful. They were super optimistic. And actually, over the years, if you worked with me and you found that I kind of shied away from you and avoided you, it's probably because you were one of those people who was always talking about how bad the kids were or how hard the job was. I mean, everybody needs to vent a little bit, but there were those people who were just addicted to telling war stories and complaining about how hard the job was, how bad the kids were, and I couldn't stand being around those people. I was way too excited to be around the people who were hopeful and told success stories and couldn't wait to try that next thing. Those are the people that had the breakthroughs. They had amazing success with these really tough kids. And here I am telling you to be positive, to assume better, to be optimistic. Well, yeah, that's easy for you to say. No, in that job, I remember getting spit on by a girl. I had gone way above and beyond to keep out of jail. And the thanks at one point was that she spit on me. And I'm not talking like a little bit of spittle. I'm talking like a significant with some viscosity. Sorry to be gross, but yeah, that was my thanks. I've been hit from behind with a chair while I was trying to help one troubled teen. I got hit from behind with a chair by another troubled teen. I had another kid whose life I literally saved. He was about to step off a curb, cars coming, and I yanked him back just in time. And everybody's like, wow, you saved his life. And the kid said, you saved my life. That kid, I think within 48 hours, was saying horrible things about my mother who had passed away. All right, so I have every reason to say, assume the worst. But how does that serve us? If I'm that person who goes around assuming the worst about other human beings, one side effect of that is sometimes it becomes predictive. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, just like Michael Jordan.
It became personal with
me. Oh, this is going to miss. I'm not going to make it. It's not going to go in. Starts to make that come true. And I know that's absolutely true with other human beings. There's studies on this with teachers. Again, working with teachers for years. High expectations, positive expectations that the teachers had about the kids tended to come true. Low expectations, negative assumptions about the kids also tended to come true. You can look up some of these studies. What I believe and what I believe about how things are going to go and about my interactions with people, that actually affects the outcome of those interactions. So assume better. We're going to talk to some people in law enforcement, and the whole mission that they're on is to try to get people's perception to be more positive, that the average cop signed up to protect and serve. They care about people. They want to help. But no, I saw a YouTube video from 2016 where some cops were mean. Remember that our perceptions affect the outcome. So if I assume better when it comes to law enforcement, we're going to talk to them about this. It actually ups the odds of the interaction going better. If I run away, if I resist, if I cuss out the cop, who's a human being, I might be influencing that interaction to go in a negative direction. Remember that our media our news media and social media are biased in the favor of what? The sensational. They are, by definition, going to highlight the negative. They're going to help you assume the worst. There's not YouTube videos of just normal interactions with police pulling people over and being polite, giving them a ticket or letting them off, saying have a nice day. You know, yeah, there's not hours and hours of those videos being consumed on YouTube every day. The really extreme, the things that went really, really bad, that's what gets our attention. You've all heard the old saying in the news, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, the same thing. If it's bad on the internet, it's way more likely to get clicks. So I'm on a mission. I saw a video years ago. It's actually, yeah, it's a couple years old at least. This cop down in Florida gets a noise complaint, shows up, and these kids are innocently playing basketball outside. And he actually says, can you believe somebody called the cops for this? And he plays basketball with them, and he has a great time, and he's obviously positive interacting with these kids. And he says, I'm going to come back later with some backup. And it turns out he brings back Shaquille O'Neal.
All right, you caught me. Here
is
me.
Who is obviously beloved by these kids, shows up, gives them money for making free throws because he can't. And it's a wonderful video. I'm gonna put it on our Mission Peace Facebook page again for everybody to see. And I said to myself way back when I saw that, we need to be seeing more things like that. There needs to be more videos like that. There needs to be more instances that get put out for the community, because people's perception, especially of law enforcement, I mean, I'm going to say overall of each other, it's gone down, and we started to assume the worst. And how does that serve me? Maybe I get to be right once in a while with my catastrophic doomsday prediction. Once in a while, I get to go, ha, see, people really are bad. Good for you. You know what? Stay away from me. I'm not kidding. I have no place. I have no time. I have no energy for that in my life. If you're an employer, how many more problem identifiers do you need? On your team there at your business, how many more people do you need who are really good at pointing out problems? There's not a big demand for that skill. What we need is more problem solvers. And also, to be a problem solver, you actually have to believe. You have to want the problem to get better. Once in a while, I wonder about that. Are there people who even want it to get better? You have to believe it can get better, and then you have to actually look for solutions and not spend your whole time whining and complaining about how bad it is. So that's my request of you, my friends. That's my challenge of you. Can we assume better? Can we look for the positive? Can we not assume that everything's going to go wrong, that people's intentions are bad, that they're all out to hurt me? Yes, once in a while, I'll be wrong. Once in a while, my assuming of the positive will be wrong, but I still wouldn't trade with you. Pessimist person out there listening who loves to find everything that's wrong and point it out and complain about it, I wouldn't trade with you for any reason, not for one second. Assume better. You can do it. I believe you can. I know you will. See what I did there? That's the reasonable take. On the line with us is one of our favorite humans, friend of the show, friend of me, really friend of everybody, Jason Roschek. Jason Roschek Partners, Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realtors. And it's also part of your personality. You're a fun-loving guy. You're always out in the community. I've seen you as, you know, basically like a cheerleader for good stuff that's going on in the community.
Absolutely. Try to cheer on our schools and our people. Yes.
And the Denver Broncos, God's team.
God's team. And you know what? What's really exciting, and it's going to be even more funny, is that Locke's going to be our quarterback again, and
Drew Locke, and he's going to do fantastic, and we're going to cheer him on, and Jason will probably be out there wearing some bright orange striped shorts of some sort.
Yes,
and yep. Everybody loves that. What else is going on with you? Maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on with your real estate team.
Hey, so our real estate team is really starting to get cranked up here. This is what I call the second season. We have March and April, and everyone thinks they need to buy a house because it's winter, you've been stuck in your house, but now people are calming down a little bit and realizing, oh, hey, I need to get my kid into school, or I can work anywhere now with the internet. And so this is the second season. You'll see homes start going up in price a little bit, but you're going to see some more opportunities for buyers come the end of July, which we're in August and September, just so you know that.
So this is the time, the second season. Get a hold of Jason Roschek, his website, jasonroschek.com. That's R R-O-S-H-E-K, jasonroshek.com. Or I've heard a rumor that there's a phone number people can call or text.
Yeah, it's a hotline. Immediate direct line to Jason Roshek, almost like to the Kremlin. 719-237-0394.
719-237-0394. It's like a hotline to the Kremlin, only a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Sorry, that was not funny.
Jason, you are always a blast. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and we will talk to you again soon.
If you're in Southern Colorado and you've got anything going on with your roof, or maybe you're buying a property or selling a property, you need an inspection, you have to call my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760. These are people I have known my entire life. They are absolutely trustworthy and they will do a great job for you. They do all types of roof, tile, shingles, anything you need. Get a hold of my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760.
We always love to get your thoughts on this segment we call The Pulse. This week, I asked my friends, what do the police need to do better? What do they need to do differently in terms of community relations? Deborah says, maybe the question should be, what can the community do better? Carl says, I don't think it's the police that need to do better more than the community. At some point, personal responsibility needs to come into the conversation. The vast, vast majority of all police interactions are on the level. Somehow we've gone to justifying rioting over what is a small segment of misbehavior by authority. Gordon says three words, Police Athletic League, which is awesome because we're going to talk to some guys about something like that and that idea and why it is a positive force. Kathleen says, seminars via Zoom or podcasts to youth or young adults or gang neighborhoods listing penalties for various crimes. Hire community mediators to hear complaints for early conflict resolution and fund legal aid to assist before problems exacerbate. I just like to say the word exacerbate.
We are so blessed to have a new sponsor on Cooler Heads. My friend, fun and hilarious guy, Evan Money. He and his bride have put together a wonderful program called Marriage of Greatness. They will teach you how to restore the fun and the flow of love in your marriage. They make it fun. They make it easy. This includes lessons you can go back to over and over again and monthly access to them. Check out the link in our show notes for a special deal on Evan Money's Marriage of Greatness program. Check out the link. You'll be glad you did. Right now, buying a home is super competitive. One of the advantages you can have is to get pre-qualified or pre-approved. And if you don't know the difference between those two things and you want to find out, you've got to talk to my friend, Scott Seaman. He is the master of all mortgages. If you need a refinance, I know those rates are starting to creep back up. This is the time to get a hold of Scott. How do you do that? Applywithscott.com. That's his website. Applywithscott.com. You can also call 719-352-7077. This is my friend since third grade. Get a hold of this guy and he will help you. Applywithscott.com.
Very excited to have my guests on this week, Officer Adam Minter and Sergeant Jason Newton of the Colorado Springs Police Department. They're going to tell us about some cool stuff that they have going on. Gentlemen, welcome to Cooler Heads.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's get right into it. Well, I need to ask each of you, how long have you been in law enforcement?
So I have been in, it's about 8 years right now, 8 years with the Colorado Springs Police Department.
Okay, and you started right here?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. And how about the sergeant?
So this is my 17th, a little over 17 years. And so I started in Portland, Oregon before I came here. I came here 13 years ago. So I love the move. I love the sunshine.
Wow. And both of these guys look a lot younger than me. So you guys have and it's not really a new program, right? It's something that cops have been doing all along.
For
but
years.
But there's kind
for
of
years.
Some more formality to it. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
So we have something called Play COS, and we've actually been doing it for, well, cops have been doing it for years, right? But we named it this, or really started to organize this around the start of this year and started 2021.
Play COS.
And honestly, it's real simple. There's two aspects of it. One, myself and Sergeant Newton with the Community Relations Unit, we go out to different locations, community centers, schools, and we just show up. We play sports with kids. A lot of times we're giving away play sports balls, and then that leads to really great conversation with these kids and teens and families. That's one side of it. The other side is through some very generous donations from individual community members and businesses in town. We've been able to supply every one of our stations with a supply of sports balls to just give out on duty. And we got 300 patrol cops, so we have been able to supply enough so every cop can have sports balls in their cars to give out to kids and teens in the community.
That is outstanding. So footballs and basketballs, everything. And other equipment.
Footballs, best soccer balls. We got some Frisbees. We got
Frisbees, cones. I think I saw some cones. You got to have some cones.
Well, I think I'll bring the cones to all the events we've been doing just to set up the, you know, I'm getting a little pick up, you know, football games in the parking lots. I think I've been using the cones.
We need structure, people.
Yeah, like just us. A little
we
bit.
Need structure.
Got to know where the end zone is.
That's exactly right. I don't need to, but most people who play, they need to know where the end zone is. So this is something that you guys you took what was already happening and formalized it. What's the response have been so far?
It's honestly been great. And just the model that's been working is, even if we show up to a community center or school or anything where, you know, someone might be a little standoffish towards police because we're showing up in uniform. Mm-hmm. And then we show up and just like, hey man, we're just going to play. You know, we'll play some dodgeball, we'll play some basketball, whatever. Because once you throw, you know, a dodgeball at somebody, kind of breaks down that barrier.
That's right. You know, that's right.
They're throwing dodgeballs at cops and it's just a lot of fun. And then it's led to some great conversations, some really tough questions, and it's really breaking down those barriers, which is the goal. And it's happened really quickly because, you know, it just worked out great. Me and Sarge are both former college athletes. Sports has really kept us out of trouble growing up. And there's really nothing like sports and athletics that can really build that bond between people so quickly. You see this in the Olympics, right? Even people that don't even speak the same language, it happens so quickly, right? There's really nothing like that bond you can build through sports. I learned it growing up. It kept me out of trouble. It gave me some friendships that have lasted a lifetime. So that's our focus, and it's been really working.
That is the stuff I love, and that is what it's all about. I'm going to use my psychic powers and guess that Sergeant Newton might have played basketball.
No.
I was, you know.
See, I used to hate that when people would assume as a tall guy that I played basketball, and then I just did it. That's terrible. Terrible.
You did it. I get that a lot. I am 6'5", so you can't tell. I'm tall for radio.
People are like, he doesn't sound 6'5". No, he is.
Yeah, no, I'm 6'5". But yeah, I was a track runner in college. Football and track are my passions.
Oh,
So clearly the Olympics right now is bringing me like great joy just to watch it. But as Officer Mentor said, you know, sports is that connection. And I saw some great things in the Olympics already, right? You saw that 800 meter runner from the U.S. get tripped up by the guy from Botswana. And what you saw was a tragedy because their careers, their Olympic dreams are over.
Yeah, you've been working for that for years and years and years.
But they helped each other up and they ran across the finish line together. So through that, through sports, they have created a bond that they'll never forget. And I guarantee that memory will last longer than that gold medal that will probably sit on a shelf and get dusty. And you've seen that. And that's what sports really does. You don't have to speak the same language, like we said, and you build that bond. So when I toss a ball back and forth with a kid, that connection's always there. And you see it and you see how powerful it is. And it kept me going in life. Mm. It's probably why I became so successful in life, is because of a great solid foundation and great mentors. And that's what we want to be for our kids in our community. We want to be there for them when they need us. And I think that the sports balls just make it a lot easier to build that relationship fast.
Absolutely. Just reminds us that we're all human and we all are. There's a lot more similarities. I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show this video that I saw of an officer down in Florida who got called to a noise complaint, and he shows up and just plays basketball with the kids. Mm-hmm. And then he brings back, and I'll help you guys with this part of it. This is where Mission Peace comes in. He brings back Shaquille O'Neal, right. And they have this amazing experience that I'm sure the kids will never forget that. And I guarantee the next time those kids have an interaction with law enforcement, they're going to view it differently than, you know, whatever stigma they might have seen or heard. And so that actually instance really inspired me. And it's one of the things with Mission Peace, why we try to get particularly former NFL athletes talking to kids about respectful engagement and saying, hey, you have a part in this too. We also heard that in our Pulse segment this week. Several people who chimed in said, hey, the community has a responsibility to use what we call at Mission Peace respectful engagement. They need to be responsible for their part in things as well.
You know, we're going to do our part. The goal is, you know, we want these kids in our community and the teens and the families. If they know me by my first name,
that's right.
If they know me by Adam, if they know Sarge by Jason, right? If this interaction, if we go out there to their school, their community center, or even we just see them on, you know, in a playground on the field, or whatever, and we take 30 seconds, right? Because our cops are super busy right now. Like, sure. They don't have 30 minutes. They might have 30 seconds to a minute free before we have to go to another call. If we take that and they get to know us by our first names, you know, that's a start, right? And then we build from that. So then they see us again. And then we want them to come up to us and say and talk to us, right? So that's the goal. We start there and it just builds from that. Because as long as they get to know us, it's a positive.
Well, when I was a kid, that's how it was. When I was a kid, my parents and my teachers would say to me, hey, if you're in trouble, if you need something, if you're lost, go find a police officer, go find that uniform, look for that badge. That person will help you. And that was the accepted truth that that's the way it is. We've got to get back to that. And I think this is a wonderful start where people already know you. Mm-hmm. They've met you as an officer. They have this familiarity and it's the beginnings of trust versus, and this drives me nuts, and you guys you'll hear me rail about it, but versus, oh, I saw a YouTube video from 2014 where a cop was mean and that's how I'm going to lump all police officers together and that's how I'm going to judge all of them. I'd so much rather have these real human interactions and let especially young people experience that and base their assumptions on that.
So even with that, even if they had seen a YouTube video or something on the internet, right? If we're at a point where I just want them comfortable to come up to us and talk about it.
Right.
Let's just do that.
They don't even have to agree or like you.
Yeah. I'm not saying you should immediately say, you know what, the cops are absolutely did something right. No. If there's something they see on TV or YouTube or something, and if they know us, just come up and talk. Let's talk about it. And that's the start, right? We start from there.
That's the foundation of this show too, is let's have dialogue. You know, even if we disagree, let's be civil to each other. We don't have to be so divided. There doesn't have to be so much hatred. If we're going to detox from something, everybody's detoxing right now. Let's detox from division and from hatred.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I was just thinking about when you're talking about that. It's like those connections. And unfortunately, we've seen how society is kind of, we want to get police out of everything. And maybe we don't want police contacts, but the more we limit the contacts, we don't get to know each other. And we live in this community. I think that's one of the great things about CSPD is all of our officers, majority of our officers, the vast majority live in this community and we work and we raise our kids and our families.
Yeah, they're your neighbors.
And so we want that. We don't want the first time you ever deal with a cop is on a traffic stop, right? Or during a tragedy, because we don't get called for the positive things. So we want you to know, hey, this is a tragedy that happened to me, but I know Adam's coming. I know Jason's coming. I know they're coming to help me through this. And that's what we want. And I think this where this PlayCOS can really help build that relationship. And it's a passion project, clearly, you can see, of ours.
Right.
He gets goosebumps and now he's giving me goosebumps. Yeah. We're just talking about it because it's extremely exciting to see that we can build these connections.
And it is greatly needed because, again, there's just too much. And again, I blame the fact that the media is going to be biased always in the favor of the sensational and that there aren't thousands of YouTube videos of just positive interactions between police and the community. If it bleeds, it leads. If it's not very pleasant, then you know, that's what everybody wants to tune into. I want to see the assumption change where, and I know this from having friends in law enforcement, I get pulled over because I have my brake lights are out and someone's going to come ramming into the back of me, right? Or we all freak out when there's that Amber Alert and there's that kid and everyone's like, oh, we got to find this kid. I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard specifically, well, the way the kid was found is it was a traffic stop and the officer recognized something or there was the plates or who do we think is going to, and I don't mean to get too passionate about this, you guys, I'm sorry, but who do we think is going to find that kidnapped kid? You know, it's probably not the YouTuber, right? It's probably not the news reporter. It's probably going to be a police officer who's going to, and many times it's something routine. We pulled somebody over for some other unrelated thing. And that's where we find, you know, kids get found and really dangerous things get prevented from ever happening. If you guys wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about that, about how everybody shouldn't go, oh no, you know, they're out to get me when they see a police car or a uniform.
Well, I think we can at least acknowledge that even for us, so, and Sarge, you've been on 17, right? And I've been on 8 years. And when I'm off duty, you know, I've been pulled over. And it's not a...
And you say the same thing we all say when you see the lights in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
say,
I say probably
a
four-letter word.
Oh,
you
no.
You know what I mean? It's not a fun... it's not always a fun interaction or a feeling, oh, what I do... You know, I did something wrong and I probably deserve to be pulled over. Even still, I've been a cop for 8 years and I still do certain things to stay safe on a traffic stop when I'm being pulled over by a police officer.
You put your hands up on the wheel?
Hands up. I turn all the lights on in the car. I roll all the windows down. If I'm carrying my off-duty weapon, I immediately let the officer know. I tell the officer where it is. I keep my hands on the steering wheel. And, you know, we understand that it can be a stressful interaction, but it's stressful for everyone. You know, it's even stressful for me as an off-duty officer.
Yeah. So you do the things that, and this is, again, where we come in with Mission Peace. A lot of our training is how to put people at ease. And then because if I'm going to be a peacemaker, I have to talk to both sides. We also, and you've seen this, I think this brochure we created is, here's how you behave. We especially want to get this in the hands of young people. Here's how you behave if you get pulled over. And it's crazy things like, don't run, don't resist, do put your hands up, don't reach for your phone right when the officer's showing up, at your window. I can't tell you the number of young people who think now, oh, I need to film this. And we're trying to teach them, no, this is a thing to be taken very seriously, because unfortunately, as much as I say, oh, assume the positive, I don't want our officers out there being dumb and putting themselves in danger. They have to have a level of alertness to every interaction.
Well, there's a reality to the danger of a traffic stop. It is one of the most dangerous things we do. We have had cops shot on traffic stops. We've lost cops on traffic stops. So we are going to be very safe. We're going to try to be pleasant. But that is why we usually will ask, keep your hands where we can see them, roll the windows down, things like that.
And it's not one or the other, is it? Being safe and being pleasant, one doesn't have to be sacrificed for the other.
Correct.
Well, yeah, and they can come in hand in hand. And it's, you know, most of our job, and I think people need to know, is we're really problem solvers. It's not like what you see in Hollywood where we're arresting people, throwing people in jail. If we can go a whole shift and solve problems and not have to come back to a house, or slow that kid down so I don't have to deliver the death notification to that kid's parents. Mm. That's our ultimate goal of a traffic stop. And that's our ultimate goal in a shift, is how can we prevent us from being called again? And how can we make people safe so you don't have to worry? And that's where I think people Hollywood has done us a disservice, right? Where you see, like, we're locking people up, we're getting in shootings. Mm-hmm. Most cops will never get in a shooting their whole career. We really want to solve problems. We really want to help our community, because this is where we live and this is where I'm raising my family.
Yeah. Hollywood and social media dehumanize sometimes. They do that as human beings. We do it to each other. But yeah, we need to humanize and remember we're talking about our friends, our neighbors, you know, the dad of my son or daughter's classmate at school, you know, the mom of my kid's best friend. And that's who these officers are. They're human beings and they have a tough job, certainly, but they also get to do a lot of great things. I know you guys spend a lot of time, like you said, solving problems and helping people. This works best when there's a relationship, we know each other, and there's a mutual trust. When I worked with teachers, we were really big on building the relationship early so that when I know you, I'm going to be more likely to trust you in a crisis. And so I'm so glad that you guys are doing this.
And that's the great part about this program, right? It's really hard not to see the humanity with between people. When you're just playing catch, or you're just playing sports, right?
Yeah, it's we shot some baskets together.
Yeah, the PlayCOS program, that's what we're excited about. It's working, and we're just really excited to continue this.
Well, let's plug it one more time, because that's what we do here on Cooler Heads. We shamelessly plug, especially good things. So it's called PlayCOS. If I'm a person living here in the community and I want to get involved, learn more, or possibly contribute to this cause, how can I do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website at CSPD or ColoradoSprings.gov and go to the police. And there's actually a link under community relations, and it's talk about PlayCOS, and there's ways to get involved. So you can reach out to us. And we're more than happy to get more partners in this, because that's what it's all about, is building that community.
Because the best part about this, and what's really fun about it, is this is something that really starts in the community and goes right back to our community, right? The cops, we're just delivery boys and girls. But we've been really lucky. We've got some great partners and donations from businesses and individual members of our community. And we just get those sports equipment out to the community. We just deliver it out, and it really builds a relationship. But it really is something that starts in the community and goes right back to our community.
That's the way it's supposed to be. So ColoradoSprings.gov, the city website, then there's a police section, And under that, there is a Play COS little tab there. I'm also going to spam all my friends and listeners with that link.
I like it.
Really encourage people to. And we hope to be able to do more stuff with you guys, both through show and through Mission Peace. I love what you're doing, and I've actually seen this in action. I've seen actually super athletic CSPD officers playing ball with kids.
He must be talking about me now.
I think he's talking about me.
You
sorry.
Guys can probably fight that out later. I've seen the response of the kids, and it's cool. Even the look in their eyes, like, wow, these guys are good guys. And we need more of that. I'm all about it. Thank you so much, Officer Adam Mentor, Sergeant Jason Newton, for coming on Cooler Heads and sharing what you guys are doing. Please keep it up and let us know how we can help.
Of course, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We will be right back on KPPF. Right now, buying a home is super competitive. One of the advantages you can have is to get pre-qualified or pre-approved. And if you don't know the difference between those two things and you want to find out, you've got to talk to my friend, Scott Seaman. He is the master of all mortgages. If you need a refinance, I know those rates are starting to creep back up. This is the time to get a hold of Scott. How do you do that? Applywithscott.com. That's his website. Applywithscott.com. You can also call 719-352-7077. This is my friend since third grade. Get a hold of this guy and he will help you. Applywithscott.com. I want to do a few things. I want to thank my very special guests, Officer Adam Mentor and Sergeant Jason Newton of the Colorado Springs Police Department, coming on the show and telling us about Play COS. Look for that link in all of our show notes and all my social stuff, because this is a cause I believe in. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to get involved in a positive way. When you see something positive like this, don't sneer, don't turn up your nose, don't say, I doubt it does any good. Believe, assume the best, assume better, and we can make this world better. I want to encourage you to visit our website, mission-peace.org, where you can see what we're doing at Mission Peace to bring the community and law enforcement together and to help people get along better. We offer trainings, emotional intelligence trainings for people in authority. We also offer respectful engagement assemblies for young people so that we're touching both sides of this issue. I want to thank my awesome sponsors for this show. I want to thank you for listening and caring about this stuff. And I want to remind you that cooler heads will prevail and love will win.
This has been Cooler Heads with Jed Hafer of Mission Peace, presented by Scott Seaman of ApplyWithScott.com and by Jason Roschek from Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realty, and by Aspen Roofing Company, Inc. Tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. for Cooler Heads and listen to the podcast on Podbean.